It is December 1st, Squamish. If you partake, it is the first day to open up the Advent calendar. And resist the urge to eat through to Christmas today. It is a good day to get outside and relieve some of that holiday stress that is starting to build. According to Environment Canada, we will see a mix of sun and cloud today. Fog patches will dissipate this morning. The clouds will clear late this afternoon. Expect the wind to be light, except from the north, blowing 30 km per hour over southern sections of the region this morning. Tonight will be clear. The wind will be light, except blowing from the north 30 km per hour, gusting to 50 over southern sections overnight. We will see a high of 7°C today and a dip down to -1°C overnight. The sun will be out Sunday through Wednesday, but the nights will be chilly, dipping to a low of -1°C BC. Extremes. Yesterday's hot spot in all of BC was at Race Rocks Light Station, on a small barren island in the Juan de Fuca Strait, which hit 9.7°C, according to Environment Canada data. It was also the hot spot in all of Canada. The high in Squamish yesterday was 3.9°C. The coldest spot in BC on November 30 was Dease Lake, 230 kilometers south of the Yukon border, which dropped to 36.3°C. Ack, today's hot spot is set to be Kamsheva Island, a former village of the Haida people located on the north flank of Kamsheva Inlet in the Haida Gwaii on the north coast, which could reach 9.6°C. Kamsheva Island is also set to be the hot spot in all of Canada, by the way. The coldest spot in the province is slated to be Fort Nelson, which is set to dip to -35.7°C. Sunrise and sunset. Sunrise on December 1st was at 7:49 a.m. Sunset today will be at 4:14 p.m. Moon phase. The moon is in its new moon phase. The reason this phase is called the new moon is that it is the first phase in the lunar cycle, and marks a new cycle of phases. The alignment of the Earth, Moon, and Sun leaves the side of the Moon facing Earth in total darkness to our view, as the Moon does not produce its own light. This phase also has one of the strongest effects on the Earth's tides because of the Sun and the Moon's gravitational pull. This causes the tides to be at their highest high points and their lowest low points. This is also known as spring tide, when the oceans have the highest swell, reads the Copernic Observatory and Science Center site. The moon's illumination is currently 0.15%. The moon is currently located in the constellation of Pisces, according to phasesmoon.com. Moonrise was at 8:49 a.m. Moonset is at 4:04 p.m. Tides. The next low tide today is at 11:58 a.m., height, 3.57 meters, according to tide-forecast.com. The next high tide will be at 4:01 p.m., 4.06 meters. The final low tide will be at 11:38 p.m. 0.6 meters, seawater temp. According to seatemperature.info, the water temperature in Howe Sound today is 8°C. Based on historical data over a period of 10 years, the warmest water on this day in Howe Sound was recorded in 2016 and was 8.6°C, and the coldest was recorded in 2011 at 7.2°C. Seawater temperature in Howe Sound is expected to drop to 7.1°C in the next 10 days. December average water temperature in Howe Sound is 7.2°C, the minimum temperature is 5.1°C, and the maximum is 8.9°C. Winter tires. Don't forget, since October 1, winter tires or chains are required on the Sea to Sky Highway. It is the law. On BC roads and highways where winter tires are required, passenger vehicles and light trucks need to use tires that have the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol, or M+S, on the sidewall. This applies to two-wheel, all-wheel, and four-wheel drive vehicles. The tires need to be in good condition and have a tread depth of at least 3.5 mm, 5/32, reads the 4 Road Safety at Worksite. Designated winter tires are your best option for staying safe in winter conditions. We recommend using a set of 4 matched winter tires with the three-peaked mountain and snowflake symbol. The tires must stay on through to March 31. Not having proper winter tires or chains can earn drivers a fine of $121. Events to note. There's always something going on in this town. Here's what caught our eye. On now to Deck.14. Check out Squamish at dusk at 38,550 Loggers Lane from 4:30 to 9:30 p.m. Enjoy magical evenings of illumination at Squamish at dusk, which brightens Rose Park for 3 weekends from November 28. Experience immersive environments, light art, and interactive light installations, reads the listing. Today, there's Pokemon Trade and Play at Arrowwood Games, from 3 to 5 p.m. Ages 6+ can be dropped off. Drop-ins welcome. Every Sunday, join Arrowwood Games for a fun-filled 2-hour Pokemon Trade and Play event. Bring your cards to trade or challenge fellow players in exciting battles, reads the listing. Deck 6. Check out Opry at the club at Trickster's Hideout, located at 38005 Cleveland Avenue, from 9 p.m. to 2 a.m. Calling all skiers, snowboarders, and mountain enthusiasts. After a day of carving up the slopes, keep the adrenaline going at Opry at the club. Dive into the beats of DJ Pop Earl and Crippled Wheel, delivering the ultimate Opry vibes with a mix of UKG, dubstep, and 140 beats that will shake the mountains themselves. Deck 7. CCT Sky Big Band Wonderland at Trickster's Hideout, from 7 p.m. to 10 p.m. Join us transform the night into a winter wonderland. Our big band will take you on a journey through classic jazz standards, Latin, funk, and swinging beats that'll have you tapping your toes and feeling the festive cheer. Entry is by donation. Your generosity will help local high school musicians pursue their dreams through the CT Sky Big Band Community Bursary. Whether you're rocking a Santa hat, your favorite ugly sweater, or just a big smile, everyone's welcome to spread the joy, reads the listing. There are many more events coming up. Go to our online events calendar to see them all. Want a possible shout-out in our daily report? Load your event into our free calendar by clicking Create an Event. Driving issues to note. Starting today, December 1st, parking on select streets in Squamish is restricted to one side only until March 1st, 2025. This ensures snow plows and emergency vehicles can safely navigate during winter conditions, says the district. Vehicles parking on the no parking side of the street may be ticketed and towed at any time to ensure community safety. The fine for impeding snow removal is $250. Affected streets: Hemlock Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, Chestnut Avenue, Cedar Drive to Spruce Drive, First Street, Pine Drive to Spruce Drive, 3rd Avenue, Pemberton Avenue to Winnipeg Street, no parking on East Side, Pemberton Avenue to Vancouver Street, no parking on West Side, 4th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 5th Avenue, Winnipeg Street to Main Street, no parking on West Side, 6th Avenue, entire street, no parking on West Side, Eaglewind Boulevard, no perimeter parking near the roundabout at the end of Pemberton Avenue, Edgewater Drive, Government Road to Edgewater Crescent, no parking on East Side, Edgewater Crescent, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter of the crescent, No Name Road, entire street, no parking on East Side, Brothers Place, entire street, no parking on South Side, Britannia Avenue, McGee Street to Buckley Avenue, no parking on East Side, Harris Road, Government Road to Cul-de-Sac, no parking on South Side, Hope Road, Depot Road to Axon Road, no parking on East Side, Diamond Road, Tantalus Road to Garibaldi Way, no parking on North Side, Diamond Head Road, Garibaldi Way to Mamquam Road, no parking on West Side, Glacier View Drive, entire street, no parking on the outside perimeter. To find out more, go to squamish.ca/winter-parking. Issues to note on the highway. Starting on Monday, on Highway 99, southbound, construction work is planned between Ansell Place and Exit 3, Horseshoe Bay Junction, West Vancouver, according to Drive BC. The right lane will be closed. The work will begin at 7:30 a.m. on December 2nd and last until 5:30 p.m. On Tuesday, December 3rd, on Highway 99 northbound, there will be ditching between Brunswick Beach Road and Porto Cove Road for 0.7 kilometers. 4 kilometers north of Lions Bay. The work will begin at 7:30 a.m. and last until 5:30 p.m. The right lane will be closed. On Wednesday, on Highway 99, in both directions, maintenance work is planned between Garibaldi Highway and Ocean Point Doctor, 2 kilometers north of West Vancouver. The work will begin at 7:30 December 4th and end at 5:30 p.m. that day. Gas prices. In Squamish, regular gas is going for 167.9 cents per liter at the Squamish Valley Gas Bar, located at 9001 Valley Drive. In Whistler, fill up for 168.9 per liter at the co-op at 2101 Lake Placid Road. According to GasBuddy, one of the least expensive places for gas today in BC is Kimberley, where you can fill up for 144.9 per liter at the Centex, located at 521 Wallinger Avenue. The cheapest you will pay in Vancouver is 166.9 per liter at the Esso, at 709 Southwest Marine Drive. The latest from Squamish SAR.